Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
That was launched by the Competition Commission back in May of last year to really fully investigate the structure of the value chain and the disclosure around pricing of fruits and vegetables. Someone who knows more about this and is going to give us guidelines just to fully understand the reasoning behind the inquiry, the purpose, the journey, and the outcomes that we certainly hope to anticipate is Derek Bowles, Principal Analyst at the Competition Commission. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Mr. Bowles, and truly appreciate your time and patience with us this evening.
Yeah, hi Google, how are you doing?
Keeping well, thank you. Really excited to have you because this is a conversation that touches everybody, right? Every month we do our groceries, we're purchasing some fresh produce, and the price ultimately hits us in the pocket. But let's take a look back as to the reason behind the initial launch of this inquiry before we take a look at some of the recommendations that have been made.
Sure. So I suppose the genesis of this inquiry was through our food price monitoring reports that the commission releases quarterly. That coupled with the food inflation that we saw, you know, off the back of COVID and I suppose, you know, leading into COVID as well, that we experienced not only in South Africa, but, you know, we saw globally as well. So, you know, the commission, I suppose, took a decision through the minister to launch an inquiry because there was, you know, at least a suspicion or there was a reasonable suspicion that, you know, there was features in the fresh produce markets which could potentially distort competition. And, that was really the start or the genesis of that inquiry.
And this is important because it does come after, I guess, the last few years where many of us saw the price of ginger, garlic, lemon spike. At some point, it was tomatoes and potatoes. And just looking at the inflation basket, it does raise a number of questions around how the pricing of fresh produce does actually work. I'm hoping that you can take us on a journey to fully understand what has been raised through this inquiry so far in order to make sure that you know, we provide a competitive environment around the pricing of fresh produce.
Sure. So, I mean, we took a sort of comprehensive approach. We looked at the entire value chain. So from your inputs, so your seeds, your fertilizers, your agrochemicals, the majority of which, you know, we'd be purchasing through global suppliers, and the impact that would have on, you know, obviously the value chain. Those costs tend to get passed down the value chain, so that through to your growers. And then from growers through to the various routes to markets, we looked at the national fresh produce markets, those wholesale markets, as well as the sort of retailing route to market as well. So we looked at the entire value chain, and we, you know, I suppose, you know, if one looks at the national fresh produce markets, I think that was probably one of the key takeaways in the inquiry as well. And this is off the back of, you know, some things we saw in other jurisdictions around farmers and the gripes that farmers had, that they felt they were being squeezed internationally by the retailers. So that was an area of concern of ours. But I think the South African fresh produce market is unique in the sense that we do have these wholesale fresh produce markets. Mm-hmm. And these are, you know, commission-based markets. They are run by market agencies licensed to practice, and, you know, essentially any grower can go and you know from your large commercial farmers to your small SME HDP farmers, you know, who are delivering literally a bucky load of cabbage, and that produce can then all be sold on the market floors, you know, at these various NFPMs, we call them, around the country. And you know, the pricing there is determined purely on a supply and demand, on a supply and demand basis.
Mm. Which I guess is good, right? Because it does speak to competition.
100%. And I think what we found with regards to the, you know, to this industry is the importance of these fresh produce markets, because, you know, retailers have essentially, you know, in the past, and we're going back, you know, sort of 20 years now, the majority of retailers were actually purchasing them, you know, their fresh produce from these markets. But then, you know, I suppose following international trends, they moved towards an integrated supply chain model, and they started, you know, contracting directly with growers. And, you know, you'll see, you know, the likes of ShopRite, for instance, that has its own wholesale, you know, arm in Freshmart, you know, with DCs around the country. But coming back to the NFPMs, those free markets that you're speaking about, what we found is that those markets play an absolutely crucial role. Sure. You know, not just in price discovery, because, you know, because it's a free market, like you indicated, you know, these prices for various, you know, commodities or, you know, fresh produce are determined on a daily basis, almost on an hourly basis. And, you know, what we found is that the retailers and your processors, you know, you're contracting directly with the farmers, you know, use the price discovery process at the NFPMs, you know, largely for their price negotiations with the farmers. And also what we found is that there's no exclusivity with regards to the retailers as well. So, you know, they're contracting with these growers, but there's no, you know, exclusivity in that, you know, those farmers can only sell their produce to, you know, Woolworths or Pick and Pay, whatever it might be. So what the advantages that they had there is that they could, if they weren't getting the price that they were, you know, that they were happy with through the retailers, they could then, you know, shift their supply to the NFPMs. And I think that was a disciplining factor. We sort of called it a checks and balance in the system. And I think that protected the farmers to a large degree. And I think that's why we've got such a healthy sort of agricultural sector, specifically at that grower level. But unfortunately, you know, a downside to that is these NFPMs, you know, over a period of time has, you know, deteriorated. And you know, they are municipally owned, and unfortunately they didn't require, they weren't obtaining the funding that was necessary to keep these things at a standard that you know, they needed to function properly.
Yeah.
I think that is a sort of key finding that came out of the inquiry as well, is it's just the importance of those, and you'll see, you know, talking to our recommendations around that, you know, we really want to place an emphasis on getting those NFPMs, you know, back to, you know, their sort of former glory, let's call it that, because they play such an important role. You know, they also, you know, they feed the poor. You know, I mean, your majority of your street hawkers, you know, informal sector are purchasing directly from those markets and selling their wares on street corners, you know, to the poorest of the poor. So from a food, you know, food security perspective, they are absolutely vital.
So critical that you mention this, and that my brain is already, my brain cells are tickled here, Derek, because there's so many aspects of this conversation that I'd like to go into. And I guess just picking up on the access to markets that the farmers get by being suppliers to the retailers certainly works to their benefit from a business case, because they've got direct access to market, and I guess a streamline of revenue that they can look forward to. But how does this then play an influence in, I guess, the management of the margins? Yes, these businesses need to be profitable, but we also need to ensure that because these are food items, that they're not priced too excessively for us as consumers, especially given that some of these suppliers or farmers have a wide array of retailers to sell to.
Yes, so I mean, the pricing was an important aspect that we looked at, and it's still an ongoing assessment that we are busy with at the moment. Unfortunately, sort of timing wise, we couldn't reach a finding on pricing specifically at retail level, and the engagements are continuing with the retailers in that respect, and it will probably be dealt with, you know, sort of conclusively in our final report. Remember, this is only our provisional report. Mm-hmm. This now lies for a period of 4 weeks, and stakeholders will, you know, engage with us on the recommendations and our findings and so on and so forth, and we'll have, you know, sort of you know, an engagement around those things. But so we did look at pricing, you know, from a margin perspective as well. I mean, you know, that was a concern of ours, but I can't really speak too much to that at this point. But yeah, I mean, I think in terms of the prices that the farmers were getting, we didn't get a lot of complaints from your large commercial growers, and unfortunately, and this is what one of the findings we made, is that, you know, the majority of fresh produce that is being sold through your formal retail sector is being supplied by your large commercial farmers, and you know, only a small portion is being supplied by your, you know, your so-called SME or HDP farmers. So, you know, we didn't receive a lot of, you know, complaints around the treatment that the farmers were receiving from the retailers in that respect. And I think it comes back to my point around the disciplining factor that the NFPMs, you know, play in this role, in this space. because if the farmers weren't getting the sort of prices, you know, sustainable pricing, you know, for their produce, you know, at the retail, you know, through the retail channel, they would always have the wholesale NFPMs to you know, to divide bird supply to. So that was the disciplining factor. So I mean, I don't think we made a finding, and well, we didn't make a finding around, you know, the pricing paid to farmers.
Mm.
You know, which was, you know, that was one of our concerns. You know, by par, you know, considering just, you know, how concentrated that retail market is and the size of the players, you know, in that space. We were concerned around, you know, buyer power and the effects that might have, but we certainly didn't find any evidence of that in the inquiry.
Got you. If you've just joined us, we are in conversation with Derek Bowles here, who is the principal analyst at the Competition Commission, helping us get further clarity on the inquiry that has been launched by the Competition Commission, essentially taking a look at the value chain of fresh produce in South Africa and prioritizing competitiveness within that particular space by seeking further transparency on the pricing model that is certainly implemented to us as South African consumers, but also unpacking how the full value chain works and access to markets, primarily for all players in the sphere through the national fresh produce markets, as has been described by Derek. And these NFPMs, as Derek has described, are very important to make sure that smaller players, newer players, those who are part of the transformation agenda in South Africa through the BBBE codes, actively participate as well in making sure that they can compete with the big players. And Derek, on this point, I think it's so imperative as well that, as you've highlighted, that we do see a greater focus on NFPMs. I'm keen to understand if this speaks to improving the ecosystem in terms of policies, funding, support within the agricultural space to make sure that there's a sustainable level of maintaining NFPMs in the country.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head there. I mean, it's a collaborative effort, you know, requires sort of buy-in from the Department of Agriculture, from, you know, the local municipalities as well, you know, in getting those, you know, these facilities to the point that they need to be and they should be at, you know, but there are some shining lights, you know. I mean, we mentioned it. Cyclists around the country, and you know, the sort of public-private partnership, which the Cape Town market is operating under, is doing incredibly well. And in fact, one of our recommendations was you know, to restructure or, you know, structure these NFPMs and just the municipal, you know, level of those things, you know, to try and make them as efficient as possible. And one of those things is the restructuring of it. So, you know, if you look at the Johannesburg market, it's a corporatized market, you know, essentially there. So it's a SOE that's been created, and, you know, with its own private board. And it's still it's still owned by the you know, Joburg municipality, but it is sort of run separately, where you know, which is one of the sort of the models that we're looking at to, you know, to try and you know, get these markets back. But, you know, you touched on the point about you know, access to all, and I think, you know, one key point about that as well is we went and did workshops around the country, and, you know, some of the far-flung regions. I mean, we went to Toyondo and to Tegela Ferry, and, you know, all of, and we actually went, wow, and had meetings with farmers on the ground, you know, small-scale farmers, and, you know, like, we try to understand the difficulties that they were experiencing. And it is, unfortunately, a reality is that a lot of these farmers are not able to access the fresh produce markets for various reasons. And I think that is one of the aims of this inquiry, is to try and get those guys, you know, within that sort of formal, you know, bring them into that formal space and allow them to, you know, to grow and expand their operations. So you'll note if you go through our, you know, our reports and things like that, there's various recommendations around, you know, increasing the participation of those farmers at these NFPMs, because the barriers are incredibly low. You know, if you think about it, you literally, you can arrive there, as I said, you know, with a bucky load of cabbages, and you can sell that produce next to, you know, a commercial farmer who's, you know, had a 10-ton truck delivering, you know, yeah, 3 10-ton trucks delivering. So that's unfortunately just the, you know, the regional dynamics, you know, make it difficult for these guys to get their produce, you know, from those far-flung regions to the the big commercial centres where these NFVMs are housed.
Definitely.
But, you know, that is one of the aims, absolutely.
This brings such a whole new perspective now when we take a look at the running of municipalities, the adequate infrastructure to make sure that our road networks, the bridges, the railway lines are all accessible to everyone, so that movement of the product is actually easier. Wow.
Yeah, no, I think that's the beauty of these market inquiries, and you know, it's almost the future of competition regulation in this country, because it allows us to look at entire value chains, and you know, almost with like a broad lens,
yeah.
which differs from your enforcement actions, which the commission has obviously become famous for.
Yeah,
where you're looking at specific conduct, you know, relating to maybe a handful of firms. You know, and I think that's why these market inquiries are so important.
100%. Derek, I've thoroughly enjoyed this conversation. I'm ready to be your intern and learn more about the space that you're in. Truly, truly appreciate your time this evening, sir, and the insights you've shared with us.
Only a pleasure. Have a good evening.
Thank you. That's Derek Bowles, who's a principal analyst at the Competition Commission, giving us a lot more clarity about the inquiry that the Competition Commission has taken into the fruit and vegetable value chain in South Africa that influences pricing. For clarity, as Derek has said, this is not the Competition Commission clamping down to say, stop hiking up the prices of vegetables. No. They're saying, let's get transparency. Let's understand how the pricing is put together, where the implications of increases might come in as we evaluate the full value chain, and also understand the full ecosystem around policies, municipalities, infrastructure, reach, market access, all play an influence on how the pricing is actually brought to the fore. See, helps you understand the full context of the business landscape, reminding us again that business is never boring.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.